here as the title holder. First of all, how does it feel to be back as the title holder and then to start the Tri-Court season?
Well, it's definitely a different feeling. I'm for the first time I'm in a position to be a title holder in, here in Monte Carlo. It's the place where I live. I spend my most of my time when I'm out on the tour for the last 6 years. And winning this title last year in the finals against Nadal was definitely one of the highlights of my career, because I really love playing in this tournament. There's a lot of people that I'm friends with during the year that work here in the courts, that are part of this club, and they all come to support, and my family comes in big numbers, you know, during this week, so it makes me feel very comfortable and very much like at home. And that's why I consider Monte Carlo as a home tournament, and always look forward to playing on it. The feeling, because I'm defending my title, the approach, I would say, because of that fact, does not change in any significant way. I am equally excited to play and fight for this title as much as everybody else. Of course, it's very nice when you're defending your title in a way that you have that status, but as I said before, it doesn't change my way of approaching this tournament mentally from any other year.
We often talk about players' confidence, or they lose it, or they get it. Personally, where do you take it, or do you keep it, and or sometimes maybe lose it?
Well, confidence is a word and a kind of a state of mind that every athlete in the world wants to have and wants to be in, and it's easier to lose it than to gain it. So right now I do have confidence, and I do have a lot of obviously wind in the back from the wins that I had in Indian Wells and Miami, and they arrived at the right moment for me, because I had a bit of a slower start of the season. So being able to win Indian Wells and Miami back to back in finals against Roger and Rafa was something that definitely gives me a confidence boost, and hopefully I can use that and in the continuation of the season, and especially at the start of the clay court season, of course. Even though it's the season has already started, but it feels like from my perspective that there's always a new beginning, I would say, a new swing. So this is a new beginning of this clay court swing that is very important, always to start in a winning terms. How the tournament is going to go for me, I cannot predict, but I can hope for the best.
The French Open remains still the only Grand Slam you haven't won. Is it something that is at the back of your mind constantly, or you can block it, or is it a special boost? Or?
Well, to be honest with you, last year it was more in my mind that I was more, I would say, in my thoughts constantly about the Roland Garros than this year. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but it's and it doesn't mean that this year I don't want to win it. Of course, I want to put my all effort into winning Roland Garros, but when the time comes. Right now, I want to kind of dedicate my attention to Monte Carlo and Madrid and Rome, the tournaments that are very big, that are played on clay, that are played on a top level with top players, and this is where I want to do well and eventually get myself in a very good position in terms of confidence for French Open.
Does that mean you put yourself under too much pressure to win it last year?
Yeah, last year I put a lot of energy, mental, physical, emotional, into winning that title. I think didn't help much for the tournaments that were prior to that, like Madrid and Rome. I have a different kind of approach this year, and I believe that in ATP world we have a lot of important and strong tournaments that we have to talk about, and then when the time comes we can talk about Grand Slams. I'm aware of the fact that Grand Slams have the longest history, and of course we know that those four tournaments are the most valuable ones, but you know, it's not that nice kind of discrediting all the other ATP events into and kind of highlighting Grand Slams.
You're also getting back in the number one ranking race pretty good after Indian Wells and Miami. Is this also something extra motivation for the months to come? Or?
Well, yes, there is always plenty of motivation. Thank God I always try to get myself motivated and inspired for every single tournament. And of course, getting back to number one of the world is one of the motivation, but not the only source of motivation. My main motivation comes from my love and passion to play the sport, and that's it. I love competing. And I really look forward to go on that center court and play my first point.
It seems to go in cycles between you and Nadal. I mean, you beat him in seven finals in a row, then he turned it down. And now you've turned it around with three wins in a row. Do you feel like you're getting the edge on him again now? The edge over him?
Well, I hope that this cycle is a never-ending one. Not the one that is present. No, I'm kidding. Of course, it's a sport. It's the way it goes. You can't win all the matches, but positive fact about our rivalry is that we make each other improve, and we make each other think always about, especially when we lose in this big matches, what we have to do better in order to win next time, or in order to get better as a player and grow. And this cycle of winning streaks of my side and his side shows that this is that was a kind of a progress or an approach from both of us.
Is it, just to follow up on that, is it more intense or a different rivalry from the one you have with Roger Federer?
Well, I played 40 times with Rafa, so that's the biggest rivalry that I had, that I have in my career, that's for sure. Also the fact that there is only 1 year difference between us, so we're more or less the same generation, and we played some second year that I came on tour, I already played a couple of matches against him, big events, and up to today we played 40, the most of all time in men's world, and we're still 27 and 26 years old, so we still have a lot of time in front of us, and it's a huge challenge. There's no question about it. When I play Rafa, and when I play Roger, and when I play Andy, those are the biggest rivals that I have in sport. But I do not exclude any other players. But Rafa's rivalry that I had with him is the biggest one so far.
If you want to do one in French, please, and then we move.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Put him in.
Thank you, Luca.
We didn't think about it, but okay.
Man, I didn't prepare myself for this. Okay. This is going to go a little bit slower, guys.
That's all right. Novak, l'année dernière, vous avez gagné ici. Vous êtes vainqueur, tenant du titre. C'est un grand souvenir, cette victoire contre Nadal ici.
I love that. Everybody comes in like, what is going to say in French? No, oui, bien sûr que j'habite ici à Monaco pour venir six années. Donc j'adore ce point, j'adore être ici à Monaco. Et j'ai beaucoup de monde, beaucoup d'amis qui me donnent le soutien durant cette semaine. Donc je regarde avant. Pour jouer, pour faire les compétitions avec tous les joueurs, meilleurs joueurs du monde. L'année dernière était une des plus grandes victoires que je vois à Montpellier, parce qu'il était ici à Monaco, était contre Nadal qui gagnait 8 années consécutives le titre ici. Donc c'est pour ça que je vois beaucoup de joie de vaincre cette tournée.
Oh my God! Yeah! Yes!
Ok. Restez ici.
Pardon.
On change.
Merci, madame. C'est bien.